There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Go right off and running. It's Wednesday night on Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Sirius Channel 159, Lisi in the cockpit. For just a couple of minutes, Carver will be back probably in next segment. Rocking to the tunes right now. Unbelievable. Matias behind the scenes. So we got the tunes rocking right here on a Wednesday night. A lot to get to. A lot of Major League Baseball, a lot of hockey, a lot of NBA action, big games on tap. Quick update in the Florida-Tampa Bay game. It was 1-1 just about a couple of minutes ago. Florida strikes again, 2-1 now, 8 minutes left in the first period. Panthers looking to potentially close it out. They have the 3-1 series lead over Tampa Bay. We'll give you the updated lines on FanDuel in just a couple of minutes. Let me see if I can just pop it up there. 2-2 as I speak. Look at this. They broke through. Unbelievable. Locked out. We got a battle here in Tampa Bay. 7:44 left. Other games of note. Capitals up on Montreal. 2-0. In-game total right now. 6.5 on FanDuel. Washington minus 1,200 on the money line. You got plus 630 on the Canadiens. Other games that'll tip off and drop the puck a little bit later. St. Louis on the road against Winnipeg. That total is 5.5. Blues plus 140 on the money line. Jets minus 170. I actually sort of like the Blues right now plus the 140. I think the Blues could be live tonight. We'll see how that plays out. We'll see if we can get that total a little bit over the 5.5. Major League Baseball hit a parlay, cashed out a little bit early. I got the total early on with, I'll tell you, I had the Angels in Seattle over the 11.5. That was a 9-3 final. Did have Detroit-Houston over the 10.5. That was a 7-4 final. And took over 11.5. Cincinnati-St. Louis second game. They had 9 runs in the third. I cashed out, got 90% of the money. So that was a 27-35 parlay that we took basically a majority off the table. In-game action that I jumped into right now. I jumped in on another parlay in Major League Baseball. Over 6.5 runs for Kansas City and Tampa Bay. It's 3-0 now, mid-fifth inning. We'll see if Tampa Bay could potentially tie it up. And I'm on the over in Texas. That game blew through the total. The Rangers absolutely smashed the A's in the basically from the fifth inning on. That game opened up. I'm going back to the well. It's plus 297 over the 11.5. So we like over A's and Rangers. Other games of note in terms of Major League Baseball, Yankees, I think we're trailing 4-3 now, mid-fifth. Baltimore batting. You got right now Baltimore minus 340 on the money line. Total is 11.5. Guardians all over the Twins 4-0. Total, bottom seven if you want to take a shot, 4.5. Juiced heavily to the over at minus 144. We have runs now all of a sudden in Pittsburgh. It was 2-0. Pirates led all of a sudden. Cubs, in terms of the top of the fifth, break through with 3 runs. They lead 3-2, minus 265 on the money line. You got 9.5 as an in-game total. And then all of a sudden now, no runs in Cincinnati. And that was my fear, is that St. Louis jumps out early, 9 runs. St. Louis, you know, basically put the wood to Cincinnati. Cincinnati just walking through the motions. They want to get out of Dodge. They have a problem, obviously, now scoring runs since they returned from Colorado. They put up some runs over the weekend. All of a sudden, bats are quiet. No Ellie De La Cruz. He's quiet. Lux, you name it. Anybody in the Cincinnati Reds lineup is struggling right now. They do have an early start tomorrow, 12:41. I sort of like that game. So we might see if we can go yard and go up, up, up and away tomorrow. We'll talk about it with Carver a little bit later. Phillies right now all over the Nationals, 4-2. In-game total there, 10.5. Even money if you want to take a shot on the over. Royals 3-0. Red Sox again start fast. We keep talking about how the Red Sox are being devalued potentially in the market in terms of totals. 4-0 yet again all over the Toronto Blue Jays. This Toronto team sucks. I've said it from the get-go. Vlad, Bo Bichette, I don't care who's in that lineup. You want to go back to the days of when they had Jimmy Key and David Wells and then Joe Carter, that's fine. This Toronto team should be broken up. They're going to be terrible and under 500 come All-Star break. So we'll see if they can at least score some runs to get you over the in-game total at 10.5. Mets right now struggling a little bit, 1-0 over Arizona. Brew Crew up 2-0 over the White Sox. A little bit later, A's and Athletics, plus 132 on the A's. In-game total is 8.5. This game is unbelievable right now in terms of Tampa Bay. Fighting for their life. They're down 3-1. They had the lead early in the second period the other night against Florida. Florida responded, shut them down. They get the 2 goals in the third period, and they win it 4-2. They have all the momentum. Tampa Bay not going away lightly, though. They scored first. They battle back. They're at home. You're going to get their best effort. In-game total right now, first period, you got 4 goals. Let's see if we can get this. See if we can sort of maybe jump on an in-game total in the hockey. In-game total right now is 8.5. Matias, 8.5 in this game? That's crazy. I know you got two and a half periods left, but that's nuts. 8.5 goals. You got to think it's going to tighten up a little bit. Florida's on the power play right now. 30 seconds left. Unbelievable. So we'll see. I'm going to put this in later. I know we're going to talk to Carver, him and I have a bone to pick with Carver. Don't think I haven't forgotten. I told you last night Kawhi Leonard was going to crash the boards. He certainly did. He had 11. I told you Jamal Murray would score 20 points. He got to 30. He was right with Joker getting to 10 assists. But this Norm Powell, this guy sucks. We needed him for 3 threes. He starts fast with 1 3. The guy was the invisible man the rest of the way. I'm not going that. We're going to the bell cows. And I'm not talking about Luka. I'm going with LeBron. I'm not talking about bounds. I'm not talking about points. We're going to go to LeBron for threes tonight. 3 threes for LeBron James plus 196. I said it. Not him, not Carver, me. Plus 196 with big bad LeBron fighting for his playoff life. And I'm going to parlay that with the alt total in A's and Texas Rangers game. So that's what we're going to ride with. We'll see if we could jump on something a little bit later. But that plays 752. So we're going to ride with that. LeBron, 3 threes. They just knocked it down on me. Plus 186. And the over in the Texas A's game, we'll see how it plays out. Other games, I'm going to take a shot. 950. We're not going to be on air. But I think I'm going to take a shot with the Blues tonight. I like the Blues. I think the Blues could potentially win this game outright. I might go over the 5.5. Plus 120 in terms of the value there. So we'll see exactly what transpired. We'll see this. Carver, good news. His softball team with a walk-off. So we'll see how that plays out. Coming back right here, only on Carver and Lee. Keep it where it is, baby. We are just getting started.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisa, let me just say this. I go into break with optimism. I come out. All of a sudden, I want to smash a table. These Tampa Bay Rays right now had runners on first and second, nobody out. All we need them to do is get a couple of runs in to make this a game. And again, they're lifeless. They're absolutely pathetic, dead to rights. This team sucks right now. 3-0 Kansas City over Tampa Bay. And Carver's not talking to me after I was watching ColecoVision. I tell you, I watched back the segment again after the show. I can't help it. I love the ColecoVision. I don't like latency. Carver likes to watch a 5-minute delay and watch the game. I'm different. I like the dots running around on the table. So we'll see what happens. 3-0 Royals over the Rays. No score, bottom one. You got Athletics and Rangers. We're going to need a miracle yet again. It looks like we're a potentially slow start there. 8.5 is the in-game total in this Lightning game. And I'm just going to tell you this right now. I understand you got 4 goals in the first period. But you're going to get a point, potentially, where this game's going to slow down, tighten up. 8.5? 8.5 in terms of this total. Am I wrong? Is Big Boy in? Is Big Boy in? A walk-off home run. I can't hear you. He's flying. He's flying in the dark. He's flying in the dark. He's got no night vision, Carver. Anyway, my point is this. 8.5 with the total. It's way too high for me. I'm going to take a shot right now at this game. All of a sudden, decides to slow it down. And we'll see if we can get that. And I'm going to go back to what I said about LeBron. I'm all in on LeBron threes tonight. LeBron threes. Oh, there he is. What do you think? I have a bone to pick with you.
Here we go.
Congrats with the walk-off home run.
Very proud of my girls tonight. Softball team, walk-off win, down 2 runs in the last inning. A big 3 spot to get the walk-off win. Very proud of my girls.
Nice.
Very proud.
I already gave my salute to that. I'm very happy for you.
Good.
Okay? Well, let me
now,
just say this.
How about this? How about
I have a
I
bone
start?
To pick with you.
Instead of you picking the bone with me, I'll start this way. I'll go right to the podium. That Norman Powell last night, what an awful job by him. He cost us a good
money.
Ticket.
He cost us a good ticket.
The bounds came in with Kawhi. The Joker assist came in. What? And, geez, Jamal Murray, Joe, you played him for 20. The guy had 43 points. Joe, we're on the goal line here, like 3 of the last 4 nights with these big NBA SGPs. I feel like tonight's the night with the Lakers and the Timberwolves. We get it tonight.
Well, all right. Well, why don't we do this? You jump in on this over under 8.5
Was that the
in
bone?
The Toronto.
Was that the bone you had to pick with me? Was that the bone?
That was one. We got a good
There's
number.
More than
eight
one.
Eight and a half with this total. Come on. We're not going to get a better number.
All right.
What a 25%.
I got no idea what's going on. So what do you want to jump in on here?
2-2 Lightning Panthers. It's 2-2 in the first. 8.5 for an in-game total? It's 8.5?
What a...
You're telling me they're going to get 9 goals in this game.
I mean, I haven't been watching the flow. I mean, has there been any fluky goals? Or is it up and down? I mean, what's the situation here?
Now, my whole point is that Tampa's fighting for their life. At some point, this is going to get into a defensive battle. We have a profit boost where we can get this at -117. Unless you think both goalies are going to be sitters. I mean, now's a good night. Don't wait. We got 4 goals here. We got a minute to get into this.
Well, what do you mean? Isn't it the end of the first?
I show 1:08 in the first. Maybe I'm
okay. So why don't we get it to the end of the first period and let it settle? I mean, what's Let's let it settle here at the end of the first period.
I don't want to wait for this to settle. I want to jump in now. I want to take it with LeBron threes.
You are eager tonight, huh? You are eager. LeBron threes? Did I hear that right? LeBron threes.
That is the play of the day. What do you think about
interesting.
That? I said
very
it, not you.
Very interesting. Why? Usually, you know, that's not your style usually. Usually you get on me when I go with the LeBron threes, but for you it's okay. So that's fine. You want to go LeBron
I'm
threes?
I'm seeing the board clear. Threes. I hit the parlay today, and I got a good cash out. These Reds, let me tell you, the bet of the day tomorrow, we're taking over the 8.5 tomorrow.
Well, Sonny Gray's pitching tomorrow, right? Sonny Gray's pitching.
We're going after him in a big way again. We're going after Sonny's Gray in a big way. This team just hit the skids since they went to Colorado, huh? Yeah. They can't score anything.
Unbelievable. It really is. They go through stretches where they score a bunch of runs, and then they go a week without scoring a run. It really is amazing how the Reds do things. How about this? Oh, Cubs up 3-2. I'm getting caught up here, Joe. What do we got for the Taters? Anybody go yard here yet for me? We got any Taters?
No, I think the Phillies, they were up 4-2, and now it's 6-2. I think the Phillies are jumping all over these Nationals. They had a 10.5 in-game number.
Oh, Schwarber homered. I had Schwarber with something. Judge homered tonight? How about that, too? Judge hit a homer?
Everybody's homering except the guys I need.
You know, the problem is with the game, and there's no late games tonight either, Joe, which bothers me. There's no late games. Everything's already in play. There's no baseball at 9:30 or 10 o'clock East,
I know. I got runners on second and third here. I'm watching ColecoVision in Tampa Bay. All of a sudden, they went out with the wiffle balls in this game. They got the wiffle balls out with this game now. It's incredible.
All right, what's going on with the basketball?
I didn't bet the early game. I was involved in the baseball.
54-25 Rockets, huh? 54-25 Rockets. Smash special tonight, huh? Smash special.
What do you want to do with this Laker game? You want to take it?
We'll do it. Let's do it at the top of the hour like we always do. We'll do it to start the second hour. I need time to settle in here.
Anything surprise you last night?
Surprise me with what, Joe? What do you mean? What do you mean anything
surprised? Well,
surprised
after we got off air, we were dead to rights about the San Diego game. And the Dodgers continue to beat up on teams.
Really? Well, let's talk about it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What do we got, Joe? It's Wednesday, right? Here on a Wednesday night on the grid. Hump day, yeah, hump day. A full week of Carver and Lisi this week, which is just unheard of, Joe. We had a full week out of us this week.
Well, I mean, nice. You're always jet-setting around. I mean, it's nice that we got you in the cockpit.
I'm always jet-setting around.
Well, it's nice that we have you for a couple of days, you know. You're the star. You're the one on coast to coast, not me, you know.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would not say that whatsoever.
Yeah. Prime time slot.
Did you go back to this Royal Ray game tonight at all? I mean, they were in the same kind of spot.
I took a small parlay. Over 6.5 runs.
Can it open up at some point? Like last night, it never opened up for us. Can it open up tonight?
Well, you sort of kiboshed it when you called the homer. And it was
No. Don't do that. That's wrong by you. That's a bad, bad job by you.
Oh, and by the way, I'm locked and loaded for the Derby. Did a little more intel today.
Who's your pick? Are you saving it for Friday? You want to keep everybody in suspense for Friday? I don't want to give away too many state secrets here on a Wednesday. Are you got anything for the races on Thursday and Friday? Have you looked into those races?
Now you want me to go like I'm just a big day guy. The smaller purses I don't really like to delve into. It's not really like my you know.
Yeah.
I don't dive into the small person.
You know what they say, Joe? There's always money to be made. There's always money to be made.
I got to be honest with you. I feel like I have a pretty good feel on this one.
Well, I'm going to wait. I don't want to know today. I want to wait until we get.
Could I at least tell you the names?
Sure. I mean, again, I haven't looked at the. You know what? Let me bring the card up now. Let me see what we have.
All right. Citizen Bull coming out of the one hole with Bobby Baffert. Nicolius coming out of the two hole. Final Gambit.
You sure Rodriguez. That's what that is? Nicolius? You sure you got that right? Nicolius? Is that the name of the horse?
Neo Quos?
See, I need a sheet with the jockeys. I've just got the list here. I need the jockeys. I can't go by just this. Citizen Bull.
Yeah, I know.
Let me get a sheet with the jockeys. All right, I can't. Half of it's the jockey, Joe. You got to have the right jockey.
Oh, I know. I'm well aware. I know that the horses I like. I'm not saying it. And I'll just
You're
say,
not
I,
it? All right. Well,
I mean, well, you want
see,
me to
I would
say
be
it?
Able, I would be, no, I want you to hold off on it, but I'll be able to pick up on your tells. Like, if you start reading the whole field, I'm going to know who you're on.
All right, so let's read
that,
it.
Just by the way that you talk about him. Can you let me get, you got a good article with the jockeys? I need the jockeys.
I mean, you want everything, huh?
Can you send me something with the jockeys? Do they have it on FanDuel? Can I get it on there? Can I get it on FanDuel?
I don't know if the FanDuel has it.
In New York,
it's TVG. It's TVG,
no,
I think.
In Jersey, in New York, I can do it on FanDuel. So, horses, here we go. Where is the Kentucky Derby? You know, they should have this right on the front page, Joe. It should be the first thing that if someone wants to bet horses on FanDuel, it should be the first thing there. Kentucky Derby. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. Kentucky Derby.
I get gassed up for the fastest 2 minutes in sports. And
what's
I'm
the race number?
11. It should be 11 or 12. I mean, come on. It's the
Wait a second. Didn't you just tell me? Oh, I see what they did here. All right. So the favorites, this journalism, is that the favorite?
It's one
journalism?
Of.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of.
Sandman, Rodriguez. Okay, I got the jockeys now at least.
All right, who's riding Citizen Bull?
Citizen Bull? Martin Garcia. Martin Garcia.
Who's riding Luxor Cafe?
Velasquez and Pletcher are on this Grande, Joe. That gets me right there. I'm on that Grande. Luxor Cafe, Jao Moreno.
We got to come back. There's more to talk about.
Carver and Lindsay's Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. Back at you,
buddy. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here with you, Carver and Lindsay. All right, Joe. Do you want to finish this? 1-0 Mets, by the way, out of the Yankees homer. Can the polar bear homer here? Can we get Alonso?
Yeah, we'll see.
He's got great numbers against the Burns here for the Diamondbacks. Great numbers.
Right. I need this Kansas City game. Could this game open up here? All of a sudden,
I need Salvi. Can Salvi homer? Can we get Salvi?
Yeah, all right, go back to the horses for a second. Who's riding Flying Mohawk?
You don't even know the jockeys and you're picking these horses. Flying Mohawk. Joseph D. Ramos is on that horse. Joseph D. Ramos, JDR.
Who's on Sovereignty?
Sovereignty.
18.
Sovereignty. Junior Alvarado is on Sovereignty. I said, we're gonna get the tells from Joe here. There's gonna 11-1 right now for Sovereignty. You know, you could just kind of put the pieces together here on the board for Joe.
Who's on the 17?
What's the 17? Give me the name.
Sandman.
Oh, Sandman's a favorite here. Jose Ortiz is on Sandman.
That's Viola's horse.
That's Vinny Viola?
Yep.
I guess they let Baffert back in, huh? Baffert's back in the Derby. Was he in last year or no? I don't remember.
No, I think it was out. And who's riding the
He's
chunk of gold?
He's got a bunch of horses, and, Joe. I mean, yeah. Baffert's back in a big way.
Jeez, yeah, the 19. I mean, the 19. Who's riding the 19?
The 19. Who's the 19?
Chunk of gold. Chunk of gold.
Chunk of gold. Oh, they're all here. We go 35-1. Jareth Loveberry. Loveberry's on that one. Chunk of gold.
I sort of like that horse, the 19.
Joe's going to get the triple box, six ways, six different horses in there. It's going to be like, you know, a $250 slip.
Let me tell you this. I go to break the bank on the Kentucky Derby.
I pick my horse, and then I go field.
I don't even. I pick the longest shot, the one that I like, and then I just go field for the trifecta and see if we can get it. I'm not messing around. If you're going to spend the money, I want to, you know. And then I just have everything, you know, with the trifecta and everything else. That's it. We go for broke when it comes to the Derby there. I got to be honest with you. I think Sandman's going to be live. I think Sandman.
You and the Sandman. I mean, honestly, can you not pick the chalk? I mean, God, Sandman's
no, that's
5-1 right now.
Yeah, I know, but I'd like to put him in there as like a show.
This journalism's a big favorite.
He's got no shot. Where's he coming out of?
He's got no shot? You're saying
no shot.
No shot.
No shot. The eight's got no shot. That's right in the middle of the field. He's gonna get closed in. He's gonna need a miraculous ride to get in there. It's a 20-horse field. The guy in the middle, they're gonna converge. He's gonna be buckled up until the final furlong. He's got a really bad unless who's his jockey? Who's his jockey?
For journalism?
Yeah.
Umberto Rispoli.
No, he's got no shot. He's got no shot. No shot.
Michael McCarthy. McCarthy's the trainer.
McCarthy's also a good trainer. He likes to use the clear during these things. You know that. He likes to pump it up, you know? The clear. He's another one. Wasn't he knocked off a couple of tracks every now and then, McCarthy? Huh? Then they knock him around. So when he comes to win. You know that.
Yes, that's precisely what happens.
But he's got a bad hole. I'm telling you, the eight hole. They're going to come in. They're going to converge. That eight horse is going to need a clean ride. I don't like it. Here I am breaking down the Derby. That's it.
We might have to put you on Friday. I mean, we got the daily race. We got Gino B from the Daily Racing Forum on Coast to Coast Friday. We might have to slide him out and put Joe in. Joe's got a big breakdown on this race.
I'm telling you.
Unbelievable.
Big field.
You ain't kidding. Big field. Who hit that? Is it Harper? No, it's at the warning track. That's all.
Yeah, you see, you're watching ColecoVision.
I'm not watching ColecoVision. I got the quad box.
Did you like my cash out? I would have been sweating now. 9-1.
You did a great job with the cash out. Well, it's at 9. Well, what inning are they in at 9-1?
Bottom 7, one out. So you're coming down. I would have been sweating bullets.
Yeah, you would have been sweating. You would have absolutely.
And the bottom line is, if the Reds have shown any heart in this series, I would have let it ride. They've shown absolutely no heart against the Cardinals. I'm hoping that changes tomorrow.
They've shown no heart, Joe says.
Have they? Have they?
No, they have not. No heart. Unbelievable.
I took the under in this hockey game, 8.5. I think it's going to slow down in a big. I think that's way too many goals. To me, it's just gonna need more than that.
What about the game tonight with Winnipeg and St. Louis?
I like the Blues.
Who does Matthias like?
Matthias has been there. They took out his voice box tonight. I think they cut it out like they.
No. You know what? I'm with Joe. I like the Blues tonight, too. I can't back the Jets at all. I can't trust Hellebuck.
I'm on
the
Jets.
That's not what I would have said. You're on the Jets. Oh, man.
Yeah, change, Jets. Matthias. Change.
Both you guys are on the Blues. You guys are both
I'm on the Blues.
I'm on the Jets.
I'm on the Blues. You can't trust the Jets right now.
The second time
you know this week
you went
with, Joe?
Me.
You know what I'm going to do, Joe? I'm
going to
put it with
LeBron threes?
LeBron Toasty. Threes. I'm going to put it with LeBron threes. Hey, can we get some Toasty action in here? We need Toasty for the week.
How godless
can you believe
is this?
That Willie,
how godless
Willie
is this Willie Z, by the way? I had a great ticket on the guy. What is he? What is he drinking?
Did they pay you out? Did they pay you out for the?
And I got nickels on it.
The peanuts. Yeah. He got nothing. He had nickels.
I had a 45-1 ticket on this hump.
I couldn't believe when that came across my desk today. Will Zalatoris withdraws from the CJ Byron Nelson. Oh. Joe's not gonna be
you were
happy.
Loving that. You were loving that.
Well, now you gotta get somebody else in. So who's it gonna be tonight?
I don't know, but we got a runner on. We got a runner on first and second in Tampa. Can we go Big Fly? Can we go Big Fly like we did last night? Big Fly.
We need some runs. There's no doubt about that. We really need some runs. Hopefully, we can get some things going here. They have reached. They've started the second in that Florida Tampa game 2-2. I need the Lightning to win that game, Joe.
So we'll see how that goes.
Halftime in Houston, 76-49. Ugh. Yeah, and how about this Van Fleet again, Joe? 4 threes tonight for this Van Fleet at the half. This Van Fleet's been hot.
Florida just came right out and scored. Vasilevsky's a sieve. 3-2. 1 minute in. He's a sieve tonight. There goes the 8.5. They're going to score 10 goals
tonight.
You've
got to be kidding.
I mean, this right out of the gate. I mean, really. I mean, I'm happy that Florida scored, but can we let some time elapse with this pack? Right? I mean, terrible. Terrible.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Got caught maybe with his pants down. Who knows? Carver will be back in a couple of minutes. 3-2 Florida lead, 16 minutes left in the second quarter. We'll see what transpires there. They got some runs here in Texas. A's up 1-0 right now. They had a runner on second. They couldn't convert.
Come on.
We got runners on first and second here, Carver, in Tampa Bay. Can we go yard? Can we go yard here? First and second. Go Big Fly. Go Big Fly. I don't know if you saw. Did you see?
Hey, go ahead.
Right. Did you see the shot on Bobrovsky? I mean, it looked like he had a wide. It was a 2-on-1 basically, and it looked like he could pass it, and the guy would have an empty net. And instead, he took the shot. Bobrovsky, stone cold.
This Bobrovsky. No, I need to get the game up. I came in late, frazzled. I don't have my second screen
up yet. I know you're
yet.
Frazzled. No second screen. What's going on with you? I'm watching ColecoVision across the board here.
Not happy about it, Joe. Not happy
what's
about
this
anything
now that
going
he's
on.
Writing us. JJ Redick's heated response.
Well, you know, look, we'll have to watch this in the break, but I'm sure Redick's probably getting the business because. You know, on Sunday, Joe, he had the same five guys play the entire second half. I mean, I haven't listened to this yet, but he's probably upset that he's being questioned about it. But the fact of the matter is, you're running the guys into the ground. I mean, Joe, he couldn't put anyone in, in the second half. So I'll listen to that clip from JJ Redick afterwards. 3-0 Capitals. 3-0 Capitals.
All right, we got a 3-2 count here. Come on, sit that red, Aranda. Could Aranda go yard? Does he have any pop in his bat?
What'd you juice this up to, this Ray Royal?
6.5. I didn't juice it up. I took it in game with LeBron.
Oh, so hey, if he can get a 3-run homer here, you're good. You're done. You got it.
You see now why you're doing that?
Just need a dinger.
Oh yeah, because it's so easy to get these dingers, right?
You make it sound like it is big fly, big fly.
I hope he puts it right. You know what? I hope he stuffs it right in your face. Did he get it? I flew out.
Did he move the runners at least? Oh man, no. Joe, that's a foul ball. Foul ball. I'm way behind. I'm so far behind the ColecoVision. Really far behind. Now, this Boston's not scoring as much as last night, huh? 4-0?
Yeah, but they still start fast. That's the one thing that Boston does, especially on the road. Look at this. Bottom 8, 9-1 still. St. Louis and Cincinnati. Bottom 8, 9-1.
They're just good cash out. Good
cash out. They're just going to get out of Dodge, these kids.
What did you get back on that? How much?
Basically, I mean, it was... It was almost like 90%.
It's a great cash out. I know I usually give you the business for cashing out, but that's going to turn out to be a good cash out.
If you're Florida
six
here,
nothing
do you
Red
play?
Sox. Six yeah. nothing Red Sox.
See, as soon as you talk, they score. It's incredible.
Here comes this Judge. Yeah, Judge is hitting 422, Joe. 422 Judge is hitting.
Yeah, but Ohtani's better.
Ohtani hasn't had a great start to the year. Maybe a lot too many late nights with the first baby. I don't know, but he hasn't had the best start to the season.
You think he's still hanging out with the interpreter?
Ippani or whatever his name was. Ippy.
Yeah,
he's finished. Another base hit for Judge. 5-4 Orioles. 5-4 Orioles. I feel like that game's got more runs in it, too.
These Rays let this you down. Aranda show.
They completely let you down. Walls.
Again,
yeah. Awful. Can Salvi homer?
Yeah, maybe.
What about Salvi? What about this burger for the Rangers? I could use a burger.
Yeah, how about we get some of those guys?
I got McCutchen here, too. He's up bottom 7 with 2 on and 2 out. Can we get McCutchen?
Yeah, why not?
How about a little bit of everything, Joe? Give me this, give me that, give me it all. Come on, Lightning. Can Tampa tie this up now? Get this to 3-3, 4-4, 5-5. It'll be one of those games. Oh, you got
well,
the under 8.5, right?
I know. 5-5. There you go. Always against me. What are we doing with the basketball? We got next segment coming up. What are we doing with the basketball?
I don't know. Is it off menu or a bell cow night? Bell cows are off menu.
I think it's bell cow for LeBron, but I think it's threes.
Let's think about it this way, and you know this is true. The Lakers playing for their lives tonight. This is going to be absolute LeBron and Luka pig show tonight. You know that. They're not going to let too many other guys get involved. They're going to want to do it all themselves to try to make sure they play a sixth game in Minnesota.
Right.
What about Ant? Ant could go for the dagger tonight. It could be a big night for him.
Want to take Ant for threes?
Five threes? Six threes? You want to go up? Ladder them?
Let's think about this. I like LeBron for 3 threes. It's almost 2-1.
I think he's going to be a pig tonight. He's going to be an absolute pig.
Especially knowing that Ant abused him for 43 on Sunday, right? They were talking about
How about Luka for the assist tonight, Joe? Dishing to LeBron. LeBron, him giving it. LeBron's probably like, give me the ball every time. Luka assists might be a play. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. A lot more to do on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
7-2 Phillies, Joe, with the Real Muto hitting a homer now. 7-2. Here comes Berger with the bases loaded, Joe. Can we get a grand slam Berger here? Little grand slam Berger?
Yeah,
is it possible?
Can we? Yes, I need it. Big fly. Big fly for Berger.
We
big
get the fly. Granny Smith from Berger? The Granny Smith?
Come on. Come on, Berger. 1-0. 1-0 count. Sid dead red, kid. Sid dead red. Come on. Tick, 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 tick.
Salvi with a single. I needed Salvi to homer, Joe.
Forget Salvi. We got Berger. Come on. Come on, Berger. Come on, kid. Sit dead red. Sit dead red, kid.
Wow, what's let's the go. Problem? Little Berger time here, Joe. Little Berger time.
Come on. Come on. Oh, in play. In play. Big fly. Big fly. 3-0. 3-0. Let him walk.
3-0.
Walker's
what are you
just
talking about?
3-0 count.
You said big fly. You said big fly.
I'm rooting in the big fly.
Get the ColecoVision out of here. All right? Get it out of here. Please. I'll tell you what happened, Berger.
No. This is good.
I can't
this
have this, Joe. Can't have it.
Can't have what?
These Royals are too much. I can't with these Royals. I can't. Two-run homer for Varsho for Toronto. 6-2 Red Sox. 6-2 Red Sox.
Here we go. Tampa Bay on the power play. Here's your shot.
All right, let's get one here. Let's get this to 3-3. 5-3 win for Tampa tonight. Come on. 5-3
right,
win.
That.
Everybody can eat. Everybody can eat, Joe.
Come on, big fly. Big fly, Berger. Big fly.
Oh, man, why did he look at that? I mean, it was right down the middle. I mean, just give it a ride, dude.
Full count.
That's why you're
We're in
there.
Trouble. Full count. Here we go. I mean, what are we doing here?
Berger.
Put the ball in play. Put the ball in play. Big fly. Big fly.
Joe just says big fly over and over. Big fly. Big fly. Big fly.
Come on, Berger time.
Big fly.
Come on, Berger. This
Kleber is going to play for the Lakers tonight, Joe. This Maxi Kleber.
Yeah.
He's playing for the Lakers.
All right.
And another. Alejandro Kirk with a homer for the Blue Jays. Here come the Blue Jays.
All of a sudden, he struck out this guy. A 3-0 count. Three straight strikes. I mean, you got to be kidding me with this Berger. You see, this guy's an absolute hack. What's he doing? What's he doing? What are you laughing at?
This guy's an absolute hack. You see, this guy's an absolute hack.
Score, Tampa.
Let's go. 3-3. Come on.
Gunsel.
Let's
Gunsel.
Go, Lightning.
Gunsel.
Gensel.
Whatever
Gensel.
His name is. Gensel.
Gensel.
I mean, you want to talk about disappointing. Like
and they
bases
left the bases loaded.
Loaded
there, too, huh?
All right, what are we putting in for the basketball? Otherwise, I'm going to start betting the Kentucky Derby right now.
How do you feel about, like what I was saying about the Luka assist? You feel good about the Luka assist tonight? That he's going to be dishing to LeBron?
I mean, this Bobrovsky went right over the left shoulder. I mean, he ducks anymore. I mean, a high schooler could have put in that. I mean, really. He's ducking. You got a helmet on, man. You got a face mask. Sit in there. Let it break a couple of bars. What are you doing? 3-3. How did the Al go know there was going to be 46 goals in this game? How did the Al go know? 8.5.
The Algos, huh? The Algos.
How did the Algo know?
How did the Algo know? Like a guessing game. What do the Algos know? Do the Algos know? No, they don't.
See,
this Giolito stinks,
too. Here we go with Kansas City. Runners on again. Ranajan again. Can we get, you know?
I lost that game. It's not on the quad box right now.
In play, in play. Good. That could be good for us now. Oh, there's a base hit. We're going to have what?
I hope they score enough runs so that Salvi can get another at bat.
Yeah, here we go. Salvi. First and third, two out. First and third, two out. Salvi's up.
We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. He's not up. Sirius XM 159. We're back here.